I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, December 11th, 2007 edition of The American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Hope you're having a good day today. I certainly am. As far as guests are concerned, I had a guest I had scheduled today, and I moved him. I've got some things I want to talk to you about today that I think are as important, so I'm going to cover those. I do have, coming up Thursday, I've got John Onesti, second hour. Going to talk a little bit about economics. Leading into Friday, I have the privilege of having Dr. Edwin Vieira coming up on the air, so that's going to be a good show. But today, I'm going to get into some other things. Tomorrow, 50 things that they don't want us to know. But today, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, I was sitting here thinking, going back to just after post 9/11, when George Bush came up on the air and he made a speech, and he one sentence in his speech said, he said that if you're not with us, you're with the terrorists. And I thought about that. I was thinking about that today, and I thought, you know, the question is, who is us? Now, all of us as Americans thought that George Bush was a sovereign American and he had our best interests in mind, and he was out to, quote, protect the American people, like is what he has professed many, many times in his speeches. But the true meaning, when he said us, he wasn't speaking of us at all. He was speaking of the globalists. So if you insert, if you change the word us and you insert the word globalists, what he should have been saying most properly is, if you're not with the globalists, you're with the terrorists. And so what else have they done? They have portrayed anybody who is against us, or the globalists, if you will, as an axis of evil. Now, George Bush didn't make that term up. That term was made up by one of his script writers, but it fit very well. And you have to ask yourself the question of who they have painted with the brush axis of evil. And they have painted Iraq, of which they invaded, Afghanistan, of which they invaded, Iran, Syria, North Korea. Now, I'm not real sure that North Korea is still on that list, because North Korea agreed to back down. Venezuela. All of these people are, as far as our administration is concerned, are a part of the axis of evil. And speaking of our administration, I had a caller that called in one day about a month ago or so, and he called them hogs. Because, folks, the truth of the matter is that we have right now a hijacked outlaw government. All the veteran listeners out there are aware of that. We are, as American people, really, we're occupied by a hijacked outlaw government that is the elitist group, the globalists, if you will. And I ran across a few articles today that I want to share with you. And I'm reading from, the excerpts from different countries that are supposed to be this axis of evil. And I want you to decide if that's really true, or if we're occupied. And the reason for S-1959 is they're afraid that we might agree with them. We'll be back in three, and I'll cover this, folks. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Got a good show today. Call your friends and neighbors. Be right back.
Hello. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And by the way, I want to put a quick thank you out to the listening audience. I got an abundance of emails yesterday regarding the bumper music and the possibility of changing it. And what's funny is I kind of got as many leave it alones as I got changing it. So the onus falls back on me to decide what, if anything, I wish to change. But I appreciate the input. Some of you sent me different songs that ran the gamut, actually, from rap to, you know, classical music. But at any rate, I'll make that decision later. But I want to thank you for the input. And also in the second hour, I want to get some more input from the listening audience. I'm curious to know, in Maricopa County, they have these vans that take your picture if you're speeding. When you're going by, so they get a picture of your face, and then after you've gone by the van, they take a picture of your license plate if you're speeding, and then they send you a ticket in the mail. And they also have cameras mounted on many, many, many of the stoplights here in Maricopa County that they can do the same thing. And as you know, that they've corporatized domestically, they've corporatized most of our cities, and they're telling us it's for our safety. But the truth of the matter is, it's for revenue. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in the second hour, because I'd be curious to know how many people in other states are experiencing, or other countries for that matter, are experiencing the same thing. So that's going to come up a little bit in the second hour, because I'm looking at bringing on some more sponsors, folks. And as you know, I do not allow anybody to sponsor me that I haven't taken the product or I haven't dealt with the person, whether it be a ingestible product or a service that I don't believe in. There's a couple products that I'm looking at, I have used, that work, and I'm curious to get your input on it, because as you know, this is a three-way street. It's the listening audience, it is the broadcaster, i.e. me, and it's also you need to do business with the sponsors and the advertisers of both my website and RBN, or we're not going to be in business long. I'm going to get into that second hour, but before I do that, back to what I was talking about before. The axis of evil. Who are these countries that are the axis of evil, and why? And the mainstream drums that continue to beat about Iran's nuclear weapons program, as we know the national intelligence estimate with our friends, at least in this venture, the CIA and other intelligence agencies just threw a shot across the bow to Bush and Cheney and basically told the world that they've been lying all along about these war drums and the nuclear weapons facilities. But I want to read you a couple excerpts here. I found this fascinating. And this first one is out of Reuters. And here is most likely one of the real reasons why Iran is depicted as an axis of evil. This is Saturday, December 8th. Iran has completely stopped selling any of its oil for U.S. dollars, an Iranian news agency reported on Saturday, citing the oil minister of the world's fourth largest crude producer. The ISNA news agency did not give a direct quote from oil minister Ghulam Hossein Nasari. A senior oil official last month said nearly all of Iran's crude oil sales were now being paid for in non-U.S. currencies. Now, do you think that would be enough to honk off these international banksters? You bet it would. For nearly 2 years, OPEC's second biggest producer has been reducing its exposure to the dollar, saying the weak U.S. currency is eroding its purchasing power. And Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who often rails against the West, has called the U.S. currency a worthless piece of paper. Foes since Iran's 1979 Islamic Revolution, Tehran and Washington are also at odds over Tehran's disputed nuclear program, as we know, and I've reported that in the last couple of days. In line with the policy of selling crude oil in currencies other than the U.S. dollar, currently the sale of our country's oil in U.S. dollars has been completely eliminated, the ISNA reported after talking with Nazari. Nazari told the ISNA, in regards to the decrease in the dollar's value and the loss exporters of crude oil have endured from this trend, the dollar is no longer a reliable currency. This is why, at the meeting of the heads of state, Iran proposed to OPEC members that a currency for oil exports would be determined that would be reliable and would not cause any loss to exporter countries. At a November summit of Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries heads of state, Iran suggested oil should be sold in a basket of currencies rather than dollars, but failed to win over other members except Venezuela. Now, talking about Venezuela, here's another report of the AFP, Sunday, December 9th. Now, remember, these people are supposed to be the axis of evil. And they're branding these people as terrorists. They're calling them the next Hitlers and so forth. But this is out of Buenos Aires. Latin American leaders on Sunday inaugurate the Bank of the South, the brainchild of Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez, who hopes it will wean the region off of institutions like the IMF. Do you see the picture forming here, folks? These countries do not want to participate in this globalist world banking cartel. This is why they are painted with the brush of the axis of evil. Six South American presidents are scheduled to gather in Buenos Aires on Sunday to formally launch the bank, which will be headquartered in Caracas. The creation of the regional bank comes amid a widespread perception in South America that adjustment policies imposed by multinational credit agencies have failed. The bank, which will start operations next year in 2008 with an initial capital of $7 billion, is designed to support regional development and integration projects. And I'm going to talk more about that development and integration projects in just a few minutes here, but let me continue with this. Venezuela's finance minister, Rodrigo Cabezas, acknowledged last week there are still differences as to how much each member could contribute to the bank. The discussion is whether the entity will take into account the differences in economic weight of the nations. Cabeza said a number of other issues still had to be fine-tuned, including the composition of the directors and how top executives will get picked. The initiative to create the bank was born in 2006, and the project was dreamed up by Hugo Chavez, gradually gaining popularity in the region. Now, several of the governments that joined the project do not share the ideology of the leftist Venezuelan president, but what they do have in common is the rejection of what they consider negative influence by the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. The bank will finance public and private projects. It will not participate in projects in countries outside the regions. It is directed to South America. The ceremony for the funding of the bank will coincide with the inauguration of Cristina Kirchner as president of Argentina. Outgoing Argentine president Néstor Kirchner, who will hand over the sash of the office to his wife, will attend the ceremony alongside his counterparts from Bolivia, Brazil, Ecuador, Paraguay, and Venezuela. The president of Uruguay will not attend the signing ceremony, according to the media reports. Well, I guess that kind of strikes out the Pan-American Union, unless there's more war drums to be beaten, huh? But that brings me to this. Here we have these people that are supposedly the, quote, axis of evil, and Iran is developing these nuclear weapons, and this is the war drums that are being beat by all of the pundits, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, all of these people are continuing to beat the war drums and trying to save the face on face the nation and so forth, even in light of the national intelligence estimate put out by the CIA and 23 other intelligence communities. But here's the one that really, really caused me to sit back and ponder this for a while. Now remember, Russia has said that an attack on Iran, they deem as an attack on Russia. And Putin, this same gentleman, who in the eyes of President George Bush, had said in the past that he had looked into his soul. Remember when George Bush said he had looked in President Putin's soul and he was a good man? Well, let's just see what this one says. This is Why the Council on Foreign Relations Hates Putin, and Why Murdoch's Journal Loves Kasparov. And this is by Mike Whitney. On Sunday, Putin's party, United Russia, stormed to victory in the country's parliamentary elections with 63% of the vote. It was a romp. United Russia now controls 306 of the 450 seats in the Duma, an overwhelming majority. The balloting was a referendum on Putin's leadership, and it passed in a landslide. Now, it's certain that even if Putin steps down as president next year, as expected, he will be the dominant player in Russian politics for the foreseeable future. Vladimir Putin is arguably the most popular leader in Russian history, although you'd never know it by reading the Western media. According to a recent survey conducted by the Wall Street Journal, Putin's personal approval rating in November of 2007 was 85%, making him the most popular head of state in the world today. Putin's popularity derives from many factors. He is personally clever and charismatic. He is fiercely nationalistic. Now, I want to emphasize, he is fiercely nationalistic, folks, and has worked tirelessly to improve the lives of ordinary Russians and restore the country to its former greatness. He has raised over 20 million Russians out of grinding poverty. He has improved education. He has improved health care and the pension system, partially. He has nationalized critical industries, he has lowered unemployment, increased manufacturing and exports, and invigorated Russian markets, strengthened the ruble, raised the overall standard of living, reduced government corruption, and he has jailed or exiled the venal oligarchs and amassed capital reserves of $450 billion. Now, I would consider, at least from this standpoint, that Vladimir Putin is what I would consider a Russian patriot. He is for sovereignty of Russia. He is against the IMF. He has basically shrugged his shoulders at the rest of this globalist movement, if you will. This is why they don't like him. Now, we have these countries, Venezuela, Iran, Russia, Syria, was North Korea, all these people that are painted with this brush. And the reason that they're painted with this brush is because they don't go along with this international bankster cabal. And here we are domestically. They're passing, or they're trying to pass S-1959. And remember, let's go back to what Bush said. If you're not with us, you're with the terrorists. Does he not mean if you're not with the globalists, you're with the terrorists? And folks, Are we not against the globalists? Are we not sovereign citizens? Is this not why they're trying to push down our throats S-1959? Let me continue with this. Think about it. I want you to think about that. Russia is no longer up for grabs like it was after the fall of the Soviet Union. Putin put an end to all of that. He reasserted control of the country's vast resources, and he's using them to improve the lives of his own people. This is a real departure from the 1990s.
Out of your sleep. The Bedfan personal cooling system will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi friends, Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, we're back. Michael Ozog coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Yes, are you there? Okay. Apologize for that, folks. A little technical glitch here on my end and not their end. At any rate, I didn't hear the commercial, so I was cut off. So I'm gonna back up a little bit. Russia is no longer up for grabs like it was after the fall of the Soviet Union. Putin put an end to all of that. He reasserted control over the country's vast resources, and he's using them to improve the lives of his own people. And this is a real departure from the 1990s when the drunken Yeltsin steered Russia into economic disaster by following Washington's neoliberal edicts and by selling Russia's crown jewels to the vulturous oligarchs. Putin put Russia's house back in order. He stabilized the ruble, he strengthened economic and military alliances in the region, and removed the corporate gangsters who had stolen Russia's national assets for pennies on the dollar. The oligarchs are now either in jail or have fled the country, and Russia is no longer for sale. Russia is, once again, a major world power and a vital source of hydrocarbons. Its star is readily rising just as America's has begun to wane. This may explain why Putin is loathed by the West. Freud might call it petroleum envy, but it's deeper than that. Putin has chartered a course for social change that conflicts with basic tenets of neoliberalism, which are the principles which govern U.S. foreign policy. He is not a member of the corporate banking brotherhood, which believes the wealth of the world should be divided among themselves, regardless of the suffering or destruction it may cause. Putin's primary focus is Russia, Russia's welfare, Russia's sovereignty, and Russia's place in the world. He is not a globalist. And this is why he's hated by the West, folks. Now, we are in the West, and we are sovereign Americans. But we have been hijacked by an outlaw government that says, if you're not with us, the globalists, you're with the terrorists. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to start fighting back on this here in the second hour. I'm going to tell you a couple of things that I've come up with today. Let me continue with this. That is why the Bush administration has encircled Russia with military bases. He has toppled neighboring regimes with its color-coded revolutions, intervened in Russian elections, and threatened to deploy an allegedly defensive nuclear weapon system in Eastern Europe. Russia is seen as a potential rival to U.S. imperial ambitions and must be contained or subverted. In the early years of his presidency, it was believed that Putin would comply with Western demands and accept a subordinate role in the U.S.-EU.-Israel-centric system. But that hasn't happened. Putin has stubbornly defended Russian independence and resisted integration into a prevailing system. The triumphalism which swept through Washington after the fall of the Berlin Wall has been replaced with a palpable fear that Russia's power will grow as oil prices continue to soar. The tectonic plates of geopolitical power are gradually shifting eastward. That's why the U.S. has joined in the great game and is trying to put down roots in Eurasia. Still, it's easy to imagine a scenario in which America's access to the last great oil and natural gas reserves on the planet, the 3 trillion barrels of oil and natural gas located in the Caspian basin, could be completely blocked by a resurgent Russian superpower. The most powerful of the Washington think tanks, the Council on Foreign Relations, recognized this problem early on and decided that U.S. policy toward Russia had to be reworked entirely. Now, John Edwards and Jack Kemp were appointed to lead a Council on Foreign Relations task force, which concocted the pretext for an all-out assault on Putin. This is where the idea that Putin is rolling back democracy began. In their article, Russia's Wrong Direction, Edwards and Kemp state that a strategic partnership with Russia is no longer possible. They claim that the government has become increasingly authoritarian and that the society is growing less open and pluralistic. Kemp and Edwards provided the ideological foundation upon which the entire public relations campaign against Putin has been built, and it is quite an impressive campaign. A Google News search shows roughly 1,400 articles from various news services on Putin. Virtually all of them contain exactly the same rhetoric, the same buzzwords, the same spurious claims, the same slanders. It is impossible to find even one article out of 1,400 that diverges the slightest bit from the talking points which originated at the Council on Foreign Relations. It's interesting to see to what extent the media has become a propaganda bullhorn for the national security state. Putin's personal approval ratings confirm his enormous popularity, and yet the media continues to treat him like he's a tyrant. It is utterly incongruous. In most articles, Putin is disparaged as anti-democratic, a charge that is never leveled at the Saudi royal family, even though women are forbidden to drive. They must be fully covered at all times and can be stoned to death if they are found to be unfaithful. Also in Saudi Arabia, beheading is still the punishment of choice for capital crimes. When Saudi King Abdullah visits the United States, he is not heaped with scorn for his regime's repressive treatment of his people. Instead, he's rewarded with flattering photos of he and George Bush strolling arm in arm through a Crawford sage. Why is Putin blasted for rolling back democracy when American client Mikhail Saakashvili arbitrarily declares martial law and deploys his truncheon-wielding robocops to beat protesters senseless before dragging them off to a Georgia gulag? I'll continue with this after the break, folks. We've got a break coming up at the bottom of the hour here, and I'm going to continue with this and tie it all in here. Stick with me. Got a good show for you today. Second hour, I'm going to tell you about a couple of solutions that I came up with. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm in the midst of an article titled, "Why the Council on Foreign Relations Hates Vladimir Putin." I'm going to continue with this. The pictures of Saakashvili's bloody crackdown appeared in the foreign press, but not in the U.S. Rather, the media had all its cameras focusing on Garry Kasparov. You know who he is, folks? He's the contributing editor to the Wall Street Journal, and he's a right-wing loony. And he is led off to the Moscow. He was led off to the Moscow Huskow in handcuffs for protesting without a permit. Putin's real crime is that he serves Russia's national interest rather than the interests of global capital. Don't you wish George Bush was like that, serving national interests? He also rejects Washington's unipolar world model. As he said in Munich, the unipolar world refers to a world in which there is one master, one sovereign, one center of authority, one center of force, one center of decision-making. At the end of the day, it is pernicious not only for all of those within this system, but also for the sovereign itself, because it destroys itself from within. And remember again, I'll remind you, you're either with us or you're with the terrorists, quote George Bush. Substitute the word globalist for us. You're either with the globalists or you're with the terrorists. Are you with the globalists, folks? And all the feds out there and the FBI and the CIA and the feds that listen to my website and the police department, are you with us? Are you with the globalists? Are you with the sovereign, constitutional, republic-minded patriots who are doing everything they can do, which includes my listening audience, that are trying to subvert this and trying to turn back the clock, turn back the times, and reverse this travesty, which is rapidly becoming a new world order? Let me continue with this. What is even more important is that the model itself is flawed, because at its basis there is and can be no moral foundations for modern civilization. This is by Vladimir Putin, folks. Remember that country that was supposed to be in a Cold War with us for the last 30 years, which gave the excuse for the contractors, the military contractors, to build nuclear weapons en masse and create billions and billions of dollars of profits for these defense contractors. This country, this president, that is for a sovereign nation, that is bending over backwards for his people. People, a president that has an 85% approval rating versus a, what is George Bush's approval rating now? Is it somewhere in the high 20s maybe? Putin added, "We are seeing a greater and greater disdain for the basic principles of international law. We are witnessing an almost uncontained hyper use of force, military force, and international relations. Force that is plunging the world into an abyss of permanent conflicts. I am convinced that we have reached that decisive moment when we must seriously think about the architecture of global security." And look at us here domestically, folks. 3,350,000 videos of our militarized police tasering innocent American civilians. Yes, I agree with you, sir. We are in a police state. There is a hyper use of force, and it's happening to us. We are the target. Because remember, folks, you're either with the globalists or you're with the terrorists. Putin's no saint, but he doesn't deserve the thrashing he gets from the Western media. Oh, and a final word on Garry Kasparov. On Sunday, while Putin's party, United Russia, was screeching to a landslide victory, Reuters News was busy taking mugshots of the stony-faced Kasparov, holding up Florida-style ballots, claiming the voting was rigged. "They are not just rigging the vote," Kasparov moaned. "They are raping the whole electoral system. These elections are a reminder of Soviet elections when there was no choice. Putin is going to have a hard time trying to rule like Stalin." Stalin? So now Putin is Stalin? First of all, when did Reuters begin to take such a keen interest in voting irregularities? It must be a recent development, because they were nowhere to be found in the 2000 presidential election. And when did they start to pay attention to political dissent? They certainly never wasted any video footage on the anti-war rallies in the United States. Are we to believe that they are more interested in democracy in Russia than in America? And why is Reuters so eager to provide valuable column space to a washed-up chess master who's only interested in making a nuisance of himself by bellyaching about voter fraud? That's not news. It's propaganda. As for Kasparov and his silly accusations, he should be glad that he lives in Putin's Russia rather than Stalin's, or he'd be in leg irons right now boarding a northbound train to the Siberian outback. What is Kasparov doing in Moscow anyway? And why is this little man, with virtually no political base, such a big part of the Western media narrative? Is he only there to discredit the election and throw a little more muck on Putin, or is there more to it than that? Garry Kasparov should give up politics and do what he does best: stand-up comedy. Watching Kasparov traipse around Moscow with his basket of sour grapes and his entourage of Western media stooges is like watching Mr. Bean's excellent Kremlin adventure. A particularly lame performance in a dismal B-rated burlesque. It's painful to watch. Kasparov's party, the Other Russia, couldn't manage even a 2% rating in the polls. The party is a complete dud. In fact, Reuters even reluctantly admits as much in its article. Here's the clip. Reuters: Kasparov and his Other Russia dissident movement are not standing in Sunday's parliamentary election because they could not get registered as a party. They enjoy little public support among Russians, but have a big following in the West. A big following in the West. Now, why doesn't that surprise me? So in other words, Kasparov has no base of support in Russia, and yet he gets his own camera crew and media team to follow him around, recording every silly thing he says. Well, that's just great. Who do they think he is, Nelson Mandela? Kasparov is a contributing editor of Murdoch's Wall Street Journal, so he already has a regular platform for launching his tirades on the tyrannical Mr. Putin. Normally, one doesn't get a spot on the op-ed page of the Wall Street Journal unless their politics are somewhere to the right of Augusto Pinochet. That's probably the case with Kasparov, too. In Saturday's edition of the Wall Street Journal, Kasparov delivered his latest absurd soliloquy disparaging Putin and recounting his agonizing five-day ordeal in the Moscow pokey. Although Kasparov has garnered little public support in Russia, he appears to have a loyal following among the Washington elite. According to Wikipedia, in 1991, Kasparov received the Keeper of the Flame Award from the Center of Security, Center for Security Policy, and that's a U.S. think tank, folks, for anti-communist resistance and the propagation of democracy. Kasparov was an exceptional recipient, since the award is given to individuals for devoting their public careers to the defense of the United States and American values around the world. For devoting their public careers to the defense of the United States and American values around the world? Isn't that a definition of an American agent? Again, according to Wikipedia, in April of 2007, it was asserted that Kasparov was a board member of the National Security Advisory Council of the Center for Security Policy, a nonprofit, nonpartisan national security organization that specializes in identifying policies, actions, and resource needs that are vital to American security. Kasparov confirmed this and added that he was removed shortly after he became aware of it. He noted that he didn't know about the membership and suggested he was included in the board by an accident because he received the 1991 Keeper of the Flame Award from this organization. But Kasparov maintained his association with the neoconservative leadership by giving speeches at think tanks such as the Hoover Institute. Now, here's a list of some of the other fellow travelers who've been given the Keeper of the Flame Award. In 2007, Senator Joe Lieberman. 2004, General Peter Pace. 2003, our buddy Paul Wolfowitz. 2002, General Richard Myers. 1998, Donald Rumsfeld. 1996, Newt Gingrich. And 1995, Ronald Reagan. Oh, and one more, 1990, Caspar Weinberger. What does that tell you? Is Kasparov an anomaly, or does he fit right in with this coven of far-right loonies? And who are some of the prominent members of the Center for Security Policy? Richard Perle, Douglas Fife, Frank Gaffney, James Roach, and Laura Ingraham. Oh, boy. The whole front office of the neocons' cuckoo's nest. Now, tell me, with friends like that, what should we really think about Kasparov's performance in Moscow? Is he really interested in democracy, as he claims, or is he acting out a script that was prepared in Washington? In the United States, Kasparov has become the focal point of the Russian elections, the primary source of unbiased analysis. NPR reiterates his spurious claims every half hour. The other news agencies are no better. He has become the distorted lens through which Americans view Russian democracy. This is a lot more about the chokehold the neocons still have on the media rather than anything objective about Russia. The Kasparov fiasco gives us a chance to see the inner workings of the establishment media. It's nothing more than a propaganda bullhorn for far-right organizations executing their bloody imperial strategy. Fidel Castro summed it up best just days ago when he said, "It is the most sophisticated media ever developed by technology, employed to kill human beings and to subjugate or exterminate peoples." Now, folks, I want you to think about this for a minute. We have a president that was put into office under a questionable election, which has been proven by many to be a fraud. We have a president that spins and uses buzzwords and comes out with phrases like, you're either with us or you're with the terrorists. In his mind, us is a globalist because he is one. But the question, the moral question I have to ask you is, are you one? And if you're not one, does that make you a terrorist in the mind of George Bush and the rest of his administration and the people that are pulling his strings? And is this part and parcel to why they are trying to shove down our throats S-1959? Is this part and parcel to why the AIPAC lobby, the B'nai B'rith, was pushing and pushing and pushing for this hate crimes legislation to further strip us to our rights of free speech? And if so, what do we do about it? We are Americans. We are a sovereign people. We have, or at least we had, a constitutional republic in which we all believe. It was a great plan. But they're stripping us of it, and they're stripping us of it because they are a hijacked outlaw government. And it's up to us to incrementally take it back. Now, it can't happen immediately. I realize that. But all of us out there, in whatever venue you choose, whatever battle you're picking, whether it be to advocate and be a constituent for Ron Paul, whether it be like Wendy Callahan and Ingrid Castle and Mary Toko of fighting the vaccinations, whether it doesn't matter. Pick your battle. But, folks, you've got to get active. And I know there's a lot of you out there that say, well, you know, I talk to these people, and I'm one of them. I go out and I talk to these people, and sometimes I can get through to them, sometimes I can't, and sometimes I'm really, you know, happy, and sometimes I'm frustrated because I see the effect that the propaganda has cleverly depicted through the mainstream media has on these people. But it's up to us to get through it. And remember this, and if you remember nothing else about this segment, remember this, that your efforts do not go unrewarded. You folks, this small percentage of us that are out there that let your fingers do the walking, you people out there that are making those phone calls, that are lambasting your congressmen and senators, you people that are behind the scenes, that get no reward from the dumbed-down, mind-numb Americans that think you're a tinfoil hat-wearing idiot, well, guess what? You're getting rewarded from me because I know what you're doing. The only thing that I ask in return is twofold. Number one, if you don't want to go out and deal with these people, just invite them to church. The church is RBN. And let me deal with them. That's the first thing. The second thing is, this is a three-way street here, guys. This is us, the broadcaster, you, the listener, and the advertisers. Now, the advertisers pay to keep us on the air, but the advertisers won't stay here unless you patronize with these people. You have to consume. And I go into that to go into this. Is that, and I've mentioned before, folks, a long time ago, I put up a pledge drive on my website, and I think I kept it up there for about 2 days, and I pulled it down because I don't beg for money. If I can't stay on the air through putting viable products up on the air that I believe in, that I use, and that I convey to you, then I don't want to do this anymore. And I say that to say this, is because I've been looking. I had a meeting with John Statmiller the other night here in Phoenix. He was in town for a couple of days, as you know, and we discussed some issues and some things that we had behind the scenes. And we were talking about sponsors. And I've got a thing about sponsors. I do not promote anybody that I don't believe in. And I've got a couple of sponsors that I'm looking at putting up on the air, one of which I've used. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about these people. I'm going to plug my sponsors here, the ones that I already have. And I'm going to emphasize to you folks the reason that I talk about these people is because I use their products. I've dealt with these people before. I believe in them, and they're doing a good service. We're being attacked domestically from a number of different angles. We're being attacked with chemtrails. We're being attacked with vaccines. We're being attacked with tasers by these lunatic police officers that have a new toy that they want to try out on somebody to see what kind of epileptic seizures they can convey to people. And I'm talking about fighting back in our own way. Am I talking about picking up guns? No. But look what's happening here. Look what's happening overseas. These countries that get it, these countries that have leadership that is looking at what's going on in this military-industrial complex and with these people that are pulling the strings, you know, Venezuela and Iran and Russia, they're saying, you know what, we don't want any part of this. We want our sovereignty. Just leave us alone. Let us do business. Ron Paul is an advocate for that. That's the ticket that he's running on, and look at the support that he's getting. Now, there's another thing coming up. I believe it's on the 16th. It's another Ron Paul bomb day, and I would commend you all if you would dig into your pocket, give as much money as you can to his campaign. Because if he gets elected, and I know I'm preaching to the choir here, folks, but if he gets elected, a lot of this stuff is going to get undone. Yes, we're having our share of victories, and that hate crimes legislation getting shot down by the Paul Revere leading the effort, Ted Pike. We can claim victory there. We've got a little break. We've got a breather until the first part of the year because the Congress and the Senate is adjourned for the rest of the year on S-1955. But I want you to gear up, folks. Go shopping for the holidays. Use cash. Take a breath of fresh air and get ready to do it again because this is a battle that doesn't end until we get our constitutional republic back. Now, let's go back to my sponsors for a minute. There's a couple of sponsors that I'm going to bring in, and I'm going to tell you, I gave this considerable thought, and I'm thinking, okay, well, how can we fight back on this in our own way without picking up a gun? Well, one way to do is to educate people, and I've beat my head against the wall to try to get you guys to go out and bring people to come to RBN and listen to us. If you go out and talk to them and they glaze over, their eyes glaze over, and they call you a tinfoil hat, we're an idiot, leave them alone. Just tell them to go listen to RBN. Invite them in there, ask them for their opinion on it, make them feel good about it. Get them addicted just like you are. Now, let me shift gears here for a minute. I thought about this, and I thought about the different ways in which they're declaring war on us, and they're doing it by militarizing the police. Have you thought about this? Well, think about it. I'll come back after the break, folks, and I'll give you a couple of things to think about. And I also want to get your input on a couple of things. I'm going to open the lines up after the top of the hour. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Stick with me. I got a lot more. Don't go away.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit
healingformula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com.
Back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. The axis of evil, folks. Why are they the axis of evil? Because they don't want to participate in this globalist society, which is trying to be shoved down our throats. So if you're either with us or you're with the terrorists, you're either with the globalists or you're with the axis of evil. But they don't tell you that because they insert buzzwords instead. Think about it. All right. Back to what I was talking about. My sponsors. I put these sponsors up and they pay me. They pay for an ad on my website, and sometimes they'll pay me to come up on the air. Sometimes I'll bring them up on the air for free. But the reason I do, folks, is because I've taken their products, the products work, I've dealt with them and their services I'm very comfortable with. John Onesti, Onesti Investment Advisors. I've said this before, and I say it every day. If you have a question about finances, moving your money, IRAs, 401ks, where to put your money, where is it going to make you the most money, where is it going to be the safest, what's going to weather you through the storm, I want you to call John Onesti. He's a very laid-back guy, and he'll treat you right. His number is 505-296-2453. Again, that's 505-296-2453. 2453. Lametco International, Oxy Supreme, Immunite, those products, Coral Calcium, those products work. And they're very inexpensive, folks. I used to spend hundreds of dollars a month on supplements. I'm very happy with these products that work very well for me, and they give me the energy in my ripe old age of 58 to get on the air and do this every day. Lametco International, 800-933-2565. Again, that's 800-933-2565. They've got a banner on my website at www.theamericanawakening.org. Go take a look at them. They've got a lot of products to offer, folks. Don Wiskin at Cardivite. You've heard that commercial on RBN many times. In Canada, it's 613-376-6229. Again, that's 613-376-6229 in Canada. And toll-free in the United States is 877-928-8822. Again, that's 877-928-8822. And remember Robbie Noel, if you want to do a gold transaction, that one's easy. It's 800-691-7898. It's a three-way street, folks. It's a three-way street. It's you, it's the broadcasters, and it's the advertisers. The advertisers are what keep us broadcasting to you, and it's your patronage with these advertisers that keep us up and running and bringing you the truth. So it's up to you. You've got to go out and bring the listening audience to us. The more listeners we have, the more people to consume, the more people to consume, the more money the RBN has to expand. And it's just, it's a vicious circle that never ends. But you take one of those three spokes out of the wheel, and it's all over. Now, after the top of the hour, I'm going to open up the phone lines. I got about a minute here, and we're going to go to break to the top of the hour break. But I want to open up the phone lines at 800-313-9443 because there's some input I want to get from you guys. There's a couple of other people that I'm most likely going to bring up on my website and I'm going to sponsor on my show. And one of them really – well, actually both of them kind of really, really hit home with me. And I'll tell you a story about one of them. A couple of years ago, when my two mentors, Alex Jones and John Stadtmiller, woke me up and caused me to get into this situation to begin with, after I crawled out from under the bed and realized on how many angles I was being attacked, I decided I had to do something about it. One of the things that I did is I bought a bunch of food just in case the powers that be, the globalists, use food as a weapon. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that when I get back. I'll be back in 2 minutes. Got another hour for you. The phone lines will be open at 800-313-9443. Call your friends and neighbors, folks. This is very important, the information I'm going to give you. We're going to start fighting back here. Be back in two.